This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Walking the Line.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. President Barack Obama walked the line last night between the reality of the fallout from the financial crisis and confidence that with his plan for the economy, things will get better. The plan Mr. Obama outlined included a long list of spending on things like health care, housing, and the environment, but not for the corner office.
I will not spend a single penny for the purpose of rewarding a single Wall Street executive, but I will do whatever it takes to help the small business that can't pay its workers or the family that has saved and still can't get a mortgage. That's what this is about. It's not about helping banks, it's about helping people.
Marketplace's Dan Gretsch takes a look at how Wall Street may be digesting that message this morning.
Wall Street is nervous about President Obama overspending. With the bank bailout, the stimulus package, and a proposal to head off foreclosures, the tab is approaching $2 trillion. Todd Buchholz was an economic advisor to the first President Bush. He says you can see the anxiety in the trading of government bonds.
Treasury yields, interest rates have gone up, even though stocks have gone down. That's a sign that the market is worried about the explosive deficit.
Obama says even with these new programs, he'll cut the deficit in half in his first term.
And that's why I've asked Vice President Biden to lead a tough, unprecedented oversight effort, because nobody messes with Joe.
Well, to be honest, the American people don't trust former senators when it comes to cutting budgets.
Buchholz says Obama should pick a budget cop from corporate America, say former CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Before the president's speech yesterday, Ben Bernanke made his own comments to Congress about the economy. The Fed chair said the recession might end this year and that regulators aren't planning to nationalize banks. Wall Street definitely liked those sentiments. The Dow gained 236 points Tuesday, more than 3% to 73.51. European shares remain higher this hour. Gains across the board in Asia today. Marketplace's whiteboard video series at marketplace.org is a great way to understand what is happening to the economy. Senior editor Patty Hirsch breaks down terms like cram downs and leveraging. And our man with the dry erase marker will be here Friday. Email your question for Patty to letters@marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
This week, President Obama also revealed more details about his housing rescue plan. It provides subsidies to financially troubled homeowners. A recent poll found 55% of Americans think the plan rewards bad behavior. The poster boy for that sentiment might just be CNBC's Rick Santelli. A recent tirade against what he calls subsidizing the losers' mortgages is still making the rounds on the internet. Commentator Will Wilkinson isn't surprised.
Love him or hate him, Rick Santelli's now infamous on-air rant has touched a nerve. Shouting from the trading floor of the Commodities Exchange in Chicago, CNBC's Santelli asked,
"How many of you people want to pay for your neighbor's mortgage that has an extra bathroom and can't pay their bills? Raise their hand."
The traders behind Santelli lustily booed, and I'm sure some viewers watching at home booed along with them. Small protests have cropped up in Seattle, Denver, Kansas, and elsewhere as groups of disaffected taxpayers gather to decry the Wall Street bailouts, the stimulus package, and the newly proposed housing reforms. Maybe these are a bunch of ideological spoilsports mad they lost the last election, but I don't think this small flame of populist resentment should be so casually dismissed. Fairness means a level playing field and a stable set of rules. The rules structure our decisions. They're inputs to our strategies in the game of life. Changing rules mid-game tilts the playing field. Those who planned around the old rules aren't wrong to feel the change is unfair. The housing bill, for example, would help some homeowners with negative equity by reducing their mortgage payments. This has left many who settled for something smaller and more affordable, or who decided to rent rather than take a risk on a house, feeling a bit ripped off. It's not just that some of us get bailouts while some of us don't. It's that millions of Americans who played prudently according to the old rules end up footing the bill. And that really doesn't seem fair. It may be that trying times call for extraordinary measures that are bound to leave some of us unhappy. But the more dramatic an intervention into the economy, the more it rewrites the rules and the more it tilts the field. Some people will be thrown off their games. Some people are going to cry foul.
Will Wilkinson is a fellow at the Cato Institute. You can weigh in on his commentary at marketplace.org. The sport of golf has been thrown off its game a bit. Tiger Woods rejoins the PGA Tour today, and for many, his return comes not a moment too soon. He's been away from the game for 8 months, recovering from knee surgery. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
After Tiger Woods hobbled away from the golf course last June, the game's television ratings fell by almost half. Paul Swongard directs the Warsaw Sports Marketing Center at the University of Oregon.
He becomes the one-man economic stimulus package to the sport of golf.
Swongard says corporate sponsors have had to rein in their support in recent months. He says Tiger's return will re-inject excitement into the game, and that should translate into ratings and dollars. But what if his reconstructed knee isn't up to par?
I think people will still follow the story and want to share in his highs and lows and follow Tiger through this, you know, very interesting period of his career.
Swongard says if Tiger's performance deteriorates, fans will gradually disappear. But if yesterday was anything to go by, that won't be a problem for a while. Spectators packed the galleries at his practice round. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Hope you have a good Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.